It's time to beat Bernie.
It's time to beat Bernie.
Sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters.
You think you can beat Bernie?
Good luck.
It's time to beat Bernie.
All right, time to beat Bernie. Of course, all week long, he's been taking on the employees here at Red Apple Media. Today's the first day since Frank Morano. We don't have an attorney in studio. Bernie's won every day by a final score of 4-3 the last 3 days. So we couldn't beat him with one person. We decided let's use two today. Two brains are better than one, especially these two young ladies who are both brilliant and great at what they do. One, of course, is Jennifer Grodd, who is marketing executive producer extraordinaire. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah? I'm excited.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm nervous, but...
They're not the first time I've been on radio before, though.
No, not the first time.
Not as nervous as I am.
Are you nervous, Cavi?
Are you kidding me, Sam?
Why?
Bernie's so smart.
He's not that smart.
I will try my best.
Just trust me. He's not that smart. He's not. It's overrated. I've got to be honest with you. He got one thing right since we worked together in 6 years. Trump in 2000. Otherwise, he's been wrong about everything since. I mean, everything. But on a serious note, he is very smart at this game. And it's going to be tough. But are you nervous to lose? Or you're not nervous to be on the radio?
No.
Nothing makes you nervous.
Very few things.
Your father, Chad, is the same way. Nothing makes him nervous. So.
Well, he makes me nervous.
He makes you nervous, sure.
Other than that.
No. He used to make me nervous. Now I think it's the other way around. Now I think I make him nervous. You have a song or something today? What was the... at the end we're going
to
do it.
I wrote words to the jingle.
Yeah, you like the jingle.
I do. I love the jingle. Yeah, you'll hear me singing it around the office.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird. I got to be honest. All right. Well, let's play today's game. Who's going to go first?
Jen's
going to go first. That means, by the way, that means, Gabby, that she gets to answer 3 out of 5. Are you saying she's smarter?
Probably.
Okay, probably.
Can I use
so.
Her as
okay,
a
there you go. Now, who's manning the TV show?
Christian
Conte. Okay. You do a great job at that every morning.
Oh, thank you.
And you do a great job booking guests. I did send you a guest yesterday.
Yeah, one of them said she's too busy. I'm working on the other
Who's the other one? Who's that?
You said Carrie Strugs.
She said she's too busy?
Yeah, she said she's too busy.
Bitch. Please. What about Shannon Miller?
I'm waiting to hear back.
All right, too busy. Doing what? Watching herself on 90210 from 15 years ago? Here's number one, Jen. Declining the CBS Studios offer of a makeup artist is often said to be a factor in the poor performance in a September 26th, 1960 debate by what presidential candidate?
Oh, God.
1960, come on.
I'm trying to think.
I'm not
come
a
on,
crook.
Jen, you got it.
I'm not a crook.
Reagan?
Wrong, you
two-legged
back of
that.
FDR?
This is not going to go well.
Nixon. Oh,
Richard Nixon, very good.
All
right, here's number two. They got Lauren Conlon out there, too. He should have made this a threesome, a real Mensa meeting. Here's number two. What state is bordered by the states Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New York? Gabby, I'll give you a hint. Bernie Sanders.
Is it Vermont?
Yes!
Oh, yeah! Too good.
Look how happy Gabby is.
You should have given her 3 questions and me too.
$1 million to the charity of your choice for each one you get correct. There you go. Here's number three. Jen, legend has it that Abraham Lincoln said to Harriet Beecher Stowe, "So you're the woman who wrote the book that started the Great War." What book was he referring to? I'll give you a hint. When a black person agrees with a white person, sometimes black people refer to him as an... Not aunt, but...
Uncle.
Let's go.
Uncle Ben.
She loves the wild rice. She loves the wild rice.
Tom.
Big fan. Uncle Tom's Cabin was the book. Okay. Yeah. Number four. No wonder you were nervous. For the majority of its length in New York State, Interstate 90, Gabby, runs parallel to the original route of what waterway? Give me a break. Matt's got a better chance of banging Brunettes tonight than
I-90?
Yeah.
I-90 is the one that goes all the way to Massachusetts? Is that one?
Go with that.
Okay.
What are we looking for? I'll give you a hint. It's a canal. Now give me one of the canals. Come on.
I don't know any of the canals. The Hudson River. It's a river, but it's not a canal. I don't know.
They actually make decisions in this place. You know that,
I know.
Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm trying to make this easier.
the Erie Canal, sweetheart. Finally, Jen, to visit the Statue of Liberty, hop on a ferry at what New York City park named for the line of cannons that once defended? I'll give you another hint. Your hint is... Give me one of those companies that makes...
Well, Jen should know this. She's a resident of New York City.
Right. I used to live in this place. Jeez.
Hudson?
No.
No, come on. They make...
Energizer Bunny.
Energizer. They make them in A's, B's, C's, double A's,
triple
A's.
Energizer Bunny.
Double A's, triple A's, D.
They're batteries.
Yes.
Battery parts.
Oh!
Yay! I'm not good at trivia.
Teamwork makes the dream work. See that?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what's happening.
All right, here comes Bernie. You guys got two right.
Oh, God.
And I have to say this, knowing that I love both of you. You're both great at what you do, and God, we need you in this place. It was the worst performance I've ever hosted.
I know. I'm a little
the
mad
worst.
At myself.
But you're both cute, so it doesn't matter, and you're smart. And here comes Bernie in his UFC.
Ooh-hoo!
Oh, and he hit his head.
Hey, hey, hey.
By the way, you can smash. You can smash your head three more times. You're still going to win.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got two right. It was brutal, but it was funny. It was great radio. So here we go. Number one.
Let's go.
Decline in the CBS Studios offer of a makeup artist is often said to be a factor in the poor performance on September 26th of 1960 in the debate by what presidential candidate? 1960.
You know, the first half of the question, I didn't even understand.
It doesn't matter.
You talk so fast.
Right, it doesn't matter.
But it was Nixon Kennedy.
Right,
of
there
course.
You go. Right. So which one am I looking? But which one had the poor performance?
Oh, it was Richard Nixon.
There you go.
Yeah, he had the 5 o'clock shadow. He won on
Correct.
The radio. He won on the radio, people thought.
Lost on TV.
Lost on TV by the looks.
Right.
Sweating, 5 o'clock shadow, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Kind of like you right now.
And Kennedy looked like, am I sweating?
No, but you have a 5 o'clock shadow. Yeah.
Well, listen here, you should have shaved before you came in and debated me because I kick your ass.
Number two, what state is bordered by the states Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New York? And Gabby got this one correct.
Massachusetts, New Hampshire,
yeah.
and New York. That would be Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and New York. That would have to be Vermont.
Yes. Now, if you got one more, the next three, you win today's game. Legend has it that Abraham Lincoln said to Harriet Beecher Stowe, quote, "So you're the woman who wrote the book that started the Great War. What book was he referring to?"
It was Gone with the Wind would be the wrong answer.
Right.
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Very good. So you've already won. Let's even go perfect today. For the majority of its length in New York State, I-90 runs parallel to the original route of what waterway?
That would have to be...
It's a canal.
Yeah, it's the Erie Canal.
Very good. And to go 5 for 5, to visit the Statue of Liberty, hop on a ferry at what New York City park, named for the line of cannons that once defended it?
Central Park would be the wrong answer.
Right.
It's Battery Park.
There you go. All right, 5-2, the final score. Bernie wins today.
Unbelievable.
Anything you want to say to Bernard, ladies?
Why is it unbelievable, Jenny?
They were pretty easy. I'm just mad at myself.
No, I don't like losing. No. Listen, let's be honest.
Wait a second. I thought Gabby was playing.
They both played.
I thought she was,
they
too. That's
played.
Why I didn't study up.
They played together.
I see.
Yeah,
I see.
It didn't help. We have
I
a song?
I definitely need the help.
We have a song.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's hear the song.
Here's the Beat Bernie song. I'm a little nervous. Do we still want to keep that in the background?
Yep, keep it
all
going.
Right. Okay.
What, you want me to take it down?
I don't know.
Now it's all you.
Okay.
All you
guys. Because it's a different tune.
Yeah, lower it a little bit, Matt. Please.
It's the Time to Beat Bernie tune.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. It's time to beat Bernie. It's time to beat Bernie. Bernie reads a lot of books. You could probably tell by his looks. Bernie wins most of the time. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not a crime. It's time to beat Bernie. It's time to beat Bernie. Bernie likes to read history. He's not a fan of mysteries. Bernie reads a lot of books so he won't end up like the crooks. Bernie reads morning, noon, and night. Try to beat Bernie, he won't back down without a fight. How did Bernie get so smart? Listen to Bernie and Sid every morning to do your part.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yes.
That was actually really good.
That was actually
nice. Yeah.
Such an improvement from the meeting song. Like, that was amazing.
I know, really, you're right about that. That was also a major improvement from the job you did on the game today. Yeah. Whole other story.
You salvaged the
yes, you did.
With that
yes,
song.
You did. Hey, you guys are both great, Gabby and Jen. We love you both, and we love working with both of you guys. And thank you. You're adorable. Fun. Today was fun. Thank
All
you.
Right. Yeah.
We love
Thanks,
you,
ladies.
Too.
You did a good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks. We got a little more to do before we wrap up this Thursday edition. That was good stuff with Bernie and Sid. We'll be right back.
Beat Bernie, sponsored by Fearless Boilers and Pavilion Tankless Water Heaters on 77 WABC.